there is no shame in being humble. Many times men, I'm speaking to you, many times men, we think that humbling ourselves is a sign of weakness. In God's eyes, it's a sign of strength. In God's eyes, it's a sign of godliness. It's a sign of Christ-likeness. You think about Jesus sitting on his throne of glory for all eternity past, and yet clothes himself, taking the form of a bondservant, of a slave, Paul tells us in Philippians 2. Clothing himself in humility, becoming a man and walking this earth and suffering as a criminal. Folks, with God, I want you to understand this, that the way up is down. The way up is down. You want God to think much of you? You're not going to do it beating your chest. You're not going to do it boasting to the Lord, "See what I've become. See what I've done." You know when God will think the most of you? When you're on your knees, when you're on your face. With God, the way up is down. It's quite the opposite approach of the Pharisees. The Pharisees want God to be impressed with all of their deeds and with all of their laws and all of their law keeping, yet they don't keep the law perfectly. And God's just not impressed. He's not impressed by their arrogance. He's not impressed by all the money that they give at church. In fact, he says about the wealthy man and the poor widow, who gave more? The one who poured all the gold in the offering plate or the one who gave the two pennies? God's impressed with her. Or how about the Pharisee who goes and he says, "Lord, I thank you that I'm not like these sinners." And yet the brother who goes and says, "Lord, forgive me, a wretched sinner," and he bows his head and he weeps. He says, which one of those went home justified? It's not the one who boasts in himself, because the way up with God is down. If you want to get high with God, you've got to go low. Exaltation always and only with God comes after humiliation. Think again on Jesus. What does Philippians 2 tell us? It says that because he humbled himself and became obedient even to the point of death, death on a cross, that for this reason God has exalted him and given him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee would bow and tongue confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Jesus came down in order to go up. And if you want to go up with God, it's going to start by going down on your knees, folks. Men, it's going to start by humbling yourselves. And I'll just give you this tip, not that I've been married this long, but I know it works from experience and from God's word. Men, if you want your wife to love and appreciate you and to follow your lead, do not lead her from above. Lead her from below. Humble yourself before her. Lay down your life, as it says in Ephesians. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and he gave himself up for her. Humiliation always precedes exaltation in the economy of God. You want to go up, you got to come down.